actually, the debate, I mean, is actually tonight, the second one, which we are
It
not
is
watching
going on right now.
because, like, no, I don't want to watch
I
that
can't
crap.
listen to his voice live. I'm just reading
Just makes
like
me so
recaps of
angry.
it.
But with his recent, like, release of, like,
I like how we say his. Donald fucking Trump, asshole.
yeah. The release of his comments and talking about basically raping women. I like how everybody says it's just lewd comments. I'm like, he's basically saying he's raped women before and stuff.
I just read this one earlier tonight, and I thought it was particularly poignant. Okay, so for basically context, in an interview with, was this the Howard Stern one or the
No,
E? You know what? It is the
it was
fucking
the
E
E
News
News one.
one. Okay, first of all, let me just say, first of all, like, y'all think you got him on hot mic comments? This motherfucker says awful shit to people's faces on live television in front of everyone, and y'all are just now mad. All right, you weren't paying attention, but whatever. Let's talk about this. I'm mad. But in one of these hot mic tapes that he didn't know he's been recorded. You know, he's an idiot.
Guess the mic was working this time.
He said that he could basically go up and grab a woman by the pussy.
No, he basically says he it wasn't basically saying he has done it
I think that it
because
was kind of implying that, like,
then
because he's a rich millionaire, like, he gets all the pussy he wants and he can even go up and just grab it.
yeah.
And
And one of the comments was talking about, like, not even asking to get kisses and stuff like that, which is still sexual assault. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's just talking about kissing somebody. It's like, he's basically acknowledging that somebody's not wanting it and he's doing it. That's what sexual assault
Yeah,
is.
basically, if somebody doesn't say yes, like, I even teach my kids at work this. If somebody says, "Can I give you a high five?" or "Can I give you a hug?" or something like that, you have the right to say no. And you have the right to say no repeatedly and loudly, okay? Like, consent, folks. It's not that
And
hard,
one of the
okay?
biggest things about this is, like, it's been painted as just a boys thing in the locker room, which is bullshit. Because, like, one aspect of that paints me all men as being men who would suggest this and not. And the other thing it paints men as being is that, which is a truthful thing, is that men never fucking speak up hardly when other men do this shit or say this shit. The guy who's with him, who's on E! News and Today Show and
Billy
stuff,
Bush, related to the Bush
yeah,
family.
didn't at any point in this say anything. And that's the issue. And one of the reasons
Actually,
why.
he flat out condoned and encouraged what
Yeah.
Trump was saying.
And one of the problems I wanted to discuss here is that a couple of experiences with me, which I'm not going to name names or anything, in a workplace talking about similar issues. I worked at this one fast food place once, and I worked at lots of them, so nobody can pinpoint which one it was or anything. I worked at one once, and we had a manager there, assistant manager. And he was a guy that some people liked because he was, like, really outgoing, and he was supposedly the nice manager and stuff like that. But the whole time I worked with him, he would always make these really lewd comments to the girls that worked there. All underage, by the way. And I kept on
Gross.
saying stuff to him. I was like, man, you can't do this. Somebody's gonna say something one of these
I got a
days.
follow-up story to
And I
that.
kept telling him this over and over again. Okay, our main manager at the store wasn't doing a good job. So a lot of people reported him for something different, which is basically not being a good manager. When they come to investigate, I told this other guy, I was like, when they talk to me, I'm not gonna lie about anything. I'm not gonna lie about anything you're doing or anything you're doing. And I kept telling him, and even by me telling him, man, don't do this anymore, I was basically still almost defending him in a way. When I should have just said, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. It's totally wrong. I was basically trying to say, you're gonna get in trouble if you're not gonna do it. When I should have been saying, dude, you're wrong about doing this. So even by my actions there, I wasn't taking a firm enough step with him, I don't think.
I
I
think a
should have
lot
been
of
telling him
times, you know,
that.
I think a lot of times we expect people to act like mature adults, you know,
And this
and to
wasn't
not
an
have to
adult.
be told this shit.
And he was making these lewd comments to all these young girls that were working there mainly, and some of them I'm still friends with. So when these guys came from corporate to interview about the other guy, obviously this stuff came out. This one girl told the story about how he would make these rude gestures to her about masturbating and stuff like that. he was always telling these awful jokes, like really raunchy jokes to her. And the whole time, like I said, I told this dude, I'm like, you're dealing young people here. These are high school kids, mainly females, and you're dealing, it's going to get you in trouble. So he ended up getting fired over it. Both managers actually got fired about this. And that's one time where I felt like I said something when I needed to, but I don't think I went far enough. So you said you had like something you wanted to follow up that with?
Well, it's just, you know, the thing of it is, I think a lot of times, like, I know a lot of times I have stuff sent to me. You know, I have it sent to me by people that come into my place of work. I've had several men hit on me because they think because I was polite to them that, like, I want to do things with them. You know, it happens. Like, there's, like, so many comments that just happen on a daily basis that some people wouldn't even, like, think that it's a problem. But, you know, I think with a lot of that, too, is, like, when stuff said to the person, you know, on the receiving end of this, you always think you're going to have a snappy comeback prepared or something, but you're in shock that somebody did this. You know, you're like, aren't you a fucking adult? Like, why are you acting like this? And, you know, it's like that, too, when you're a bystander. And I think we all have a responsibility to try and speak up and say something. And especially it needs to come from other men saying this to men. And don't start shit with me about, like, well, you know, women can be, like, fuck you, all right? It's mostly men doing it to women. Shut the fuck up, okay? Yeah, you are not afraid to go somewhere by yourself at night because somebody might attack you. You're not afraid.
That's just a distraction tactic, you know, when they do that.
Yeah, it's a distraction tactic. Don't tell me how I fucking feel. But I will tell you, the first time I ever really recognized this shit happening, I was 12 years old, and a friend of mine who was a year older than me, we were on a field trip in Boston, and we went to the McDonald's in kind of a touristy part of town, and we actually met a now Oscar-winning actor, director, from a film very recognizable to the Boston area, let me tell ya. Creepy as fuck, okay? Saying shit to 13-year-old girls in a very suggestive manner, okay? And let me just say, we didn't like them apples, okay? I'll just say that. People are creepy as fuck, okay? Even to 12 and 13-year-old girls.
Yep.
Let me just tell you. And if you want to say I'm a liar, I don't really give a shit because I was there and I know it happened.
Well, there's been, like, recently stuff about another comic book artist that recently came out in the past couple of days about another artist they're making excuses for, like, he was drinking and stuff like that, and always making rude comments and saying stuff to people. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse for their behavior, and it's also, there's no excuse for other men not saying anything about this. And another story I wanted to tell is when...
Can I go back to the grabbing of pussy comment? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, because I wanted to say this. It was a really powerful statement earlier, but Amber Tamlin, the actress, she put a statement online today in reference to the grabbing the pussy comments. And she actually talked about how an abusive ex-boyfriend followed her to a club. She was out in a public place with her friends, surrounded by people. And this man, who was like twice her size, comes into the club and literally grabbed her. One hand grabbed her by her hair, the other hand grabbed her by her pussy and carried her out of the place. Fucking bruised the shit out of her. Like, other people outside finally got him to stop, I guess, but, like, bruised the fucking shit out of her. So don't tell me it's like, oh, it's playful shit. Like, it's abuse. It's assault. Like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, like, on a similar thing, like, I remember when I worked in different restaurants, too, the whole thing you were talking about earlier of, like, people thinking because you're nice to somebody, you owe them something. The waitresses would always have the kitchen staff, which I mainly worked in the kitchen. The waitresses would never leave to go to their cars by themselves. When their shift was over, even if it was, like, earlier in the night, they'd always grab one of us from the back to walk with them to their car. And it's not like, I'm not, like, a huge guy or anything. But women are seen more as targets if they're by themselves and stuff like that.
If you are afraid to leave your place of work because somebody might be outside, that's rape culture. Yeah. If you are afraid to, like, I go geocaching and I go munzeeing and stuff, and you should always take a person with you. But if you're afraid to get out of your car in a well-lit parking lot populated by people to scan a QR code on a stop sign because some fucker comes up to you and drunkenly slurs nice tank top when he means nice tits, then you're in rape culture. Okay? Mm. When you're a 13-year-old girl and a now huge celebrity makes sexual advances to you, you're in rape culture, okay? And the fact that a presidential candidate can come out and just openly admit to abusing women, call them fat pigs to their faces, you know, sit there and say that if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he'd fuck her.
Saying okay? It's okay for other people. He said, told Howard Stern it was okay for Howard to say stuff about his daughter.
Dude,
and stuff
in the
like
same
that.
Conversation, I think it was, Trump was making comments about how he found Paris Hilton attractive when she was 12.
Yep.
Okay, like, that's rape culture.
And then joke, like, oh, I wouldn't do anything with her now, but, you know, it's like,
but
oh
at the
God.
Time, I would have.
It's totally wrong.
Fucking
but
pig.
Another story I wanted to tell was when I worked a factory job once, and to show how men are, like, this factory job, we had some females that were, like, heads of different departments. When they weren't in the room, the guys were awful. Like, some of the shit they would say was awful about the women. And these are times when I didn't stand up and say anything, and I feel bad about it still to this day. One, I knew I wouldn't have a job if I did. But there's still no excuse, because here's the thing I've been thinking of lately in my mind. It's always like people are like, well, your job, it's okay because your job would be at stake. And yeah, it would be bad if I got fired from a job. But you know what? Women are constantly under attack in these situations. And I'm just tired of it. You know, and I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore and stuff like
that.
Did you
know
that
Trump made a comment about women dealing with harassment in the workplace? And he I think he was asked something along the lines of, well, how would you approach this with your daughter? And he said, well, my daughter's strong enough that she wouldn't put herself in that position to be harassed at work.
But nobody's putting them. You know what the position?
That's the problem.
The position is women.
Is that assholes are allowed to keep doing
any
this.
Position a woman is in a position where a man is going to make these comments, because that's what the rape culture is.
We have a
women
woman.
Women can't do anything without being attacked by
we
this
We have
stuff.
A woman running for president, and his biggest charge against her is her husband's infidelity.
Yeah.
When he himself cheated on his own wife.
And several of his defenders cheated on their own wives.
And he's under several investigations for sexual assault.
Yep. But here's the thing, like, even, like, Trump's whole, and I don't want this to be just about Donald Trump, and, like, because, like, but, like, his whole thing of attacking Hillary that way is so freaking sexist, because he's making it not even about her. It's about Bill. It's ignoring her completely, and it's making
Which
it about
makes,
him.
Makes me wonder, folks, please let me know, like, how Trump, like, let's just say President Trump, okay? How's he going to deal with Theresa May? Or Angela Merkel? That's the German. Is that how you say her name?
I think so.
Okay. Forgive me if I'm incorrect. But how is he going to deal with them? Is he going to go, you're a fat pig and you're fired?
Probably.
You're fired!
Which he stole from Vince McMahon, by the way. The whole fat.
That's my favorite
thing
ever. All right. You stupid fucker. Like, it's not even yours. Grapefruits
if,
over
if
here.
You
want to
know
it.
Why he
another
ended
disgusting
up, he
pig.
Ended up appearing in a storyline for WrestleMania?
That's why.
He didn't want his ass to get sued by Vince McMahon. That's why he did it.
The Mr. Sue Happy, who sues everyone and wants to take away your freedom of speech and the freedom of the press, by the way, guys.
But the thing about rape culture, and hopefully this is bringing up, because I've seen people talking about it more online when this came up, is that that's what rape culture is about. It's about instances where we as adults, men and women, but a lot of it has to do with men, need to teach younger boys, and I think it has to start there, teaching younger boys, this isn't right. It isn't right to look at girls like this. You don't have any ownership of them, their bodies, or anything.
You don't
the
have
right.
the right to come up to a girl and tell her to smile.
Or you don't even have the whole stupid thing about, like, oh, it means he likes you if he punches you in the arm or
no.
pulls your hair. No.
You don't have the right
no.
to come up and hit a girl. You do not have the right to isolate a girl to make your point across. You don't have the right to, let's see. Oh, what's that lovely term that everybody likes to throw around? Friend zone, you know? Just because you befriend a girl doesn't mean that she's going to suck your dick.
And I want to tell a story there. In all honesty, this is something, like, years ago with me. I had a friend who I liked as a friend, but I also liked her beyond just being a friend. And I said the same thing a lot of dumbass people said, and I was a dumbass for saying it then, once when I was like, but I'm a nice guy. Why won't she like me? And it was a friend of mine, my friend Nancy, who came up to me and said, you're being a fucking dumbass. That's bullshit. She doesn't owe you anything just because you're nice. And it's true. And we need to teach that to young men. And the fathers need to teach it. Mothers need to teach it. And everybody does, because we're not going to teach adult men how to be good. Because they're already assholes and they're ingrained.
They're people that vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. We need to start teaching young men and start changing the culture from the ground up that it is wrong the way women are treated. And you know what? The reason why a lot of adult men don't see it is because you're the one at the advantage here. Nobody is like harassing you every step. Nobody's making like comments about you every step of the freaking way.
If you're emboldened to the point that like you can throw comments out at random strangers. Like, I was at the park last week, and I had two instances in the same day where older white men felt that they had the right to comment on my life choices. Because I happened to be playing Pokemon in the park the other day, and some guy started harassing me about how I spend my free time. Okay, that wasn't like a sexual assault threat or anything, but you don't have the right to go and approach random strangers and start abusing them about themselves, their life. You know, you don't have the right to throw out, you know, oh, hey, baby, smile at me. And then if she doesn't respond to you, calling her a fucking cunt and a bitch and stuff, okay? Like, you have no right to do that stuff.
No. And that's what, like, a lot of people look at me and they're like, what is rape culture? I don't understand it. I think it's just some bullshit. And I'm like, you don't understand. It's ingrained. It's like racism. When people bring up the stupid term reverse racism,
No,
racism is racism no matter what race it's against. But when we say that...
white people aren't discriminated against.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're talking about institutionalized racism. And what rape culture is, that's what it is. It's a culture. It's ingrained in our culture and everything from what women buy to how women are treated in jobs to, like, their daily lives. And it's why I said...
the fact that I have to rearrange normal behavior, normal things like going to work, the route I take going to work, the fact that I can't walk alone somewhere because somebody might do something to me, but a man doesn't have to consider that, that's rape culture.
Yeah, it is. And like
the fact that a woman could be in a crowded club and a man twice her size could come and grab her by the pussy and drag her outside and nobody will stop him, that's rape culture.
Yeah, and like you look at the I don't know the exact statistics, but when people talk about how many women who've been sexually harassed and how many women who've been sexually assaulted in some way, like it's a huge number. When I look at those numbers, it's like, is that the world we live in? Like that, like we talk about, oh, things used to be very brutal. How is it any different now? You know, how are women treated any different now when we can have senators want to define rape as real rape?
Like, legitimate rape.
Legitimate rape, and then there's rape. Like, actually make that into a law. Not like just somebody bullshitting about it. Actually make it into a defined law.
That was one of the insane things.
And by the way, that's our vice president candidate for the Republican Party.
He was
the guy who introduced that bill. Like, to want that to happen.
He is horrific for women's rights, reproductive rights, LGBT rights. Everyone's sitting there like, well, let's have Pence run instead. No, he's fucking awful too, okay, guys? But, you know, the GOP doesn't give a shit anyway. So, they hate everybody except for, you know, wealthy white men. What was I going to say?
But
I lost my train of thought.
And how we usually talk about books here, I want to recommend one of my good books, and maybe Mark can recommend one, that I think deals with rape culture very well, and it's a book by Courtney Summers. Have you read her latest book?
I have
book?
Not read All the Rage yet.
But All the Rage deals with rape culture in a very real and it's a good book. It's a good story. It's not just like an issue book. It's a very good story, but it deals with rape culture. And I think a TV show that deals it in an entertaining way, but also delves into it, is Veronica Mars. Because you look at that character and how she's treated throughout that.
I mean,
the stunning
and stuff. She's ostracized by the entire community.
I think it's good.
I mean, it has a lot to do with her father also.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of complexities to it, but, you know, she's an assault survivor, and she's doing a lot of things to cope with it too, and also like with the with the murder of her friend,
yeah,
and everything. But no, people just went after her, and she was a victim too.
And I think one of the reasons why people go after YA fiction so much is that YA fiction actually deals with this issue more than any other fiction deals
YA fiction is a really you know, it really tackles a lot of these kind of issues, because it's so important that those kids see themselves in books and recognize that they're not alone, that these things happen to other people too. I remember a really powerful instance of our local middle school actually assigns the book Speak as a required reading in one of their classes. Speaks by Laurie Hall Sanderson, and it follows Melinda, who was raped at a house party between 8th grade and 9th grade, like over the summer. And she calls the cops, and the cops show up and they break up the party. So basically everyone hates her because she broke up the party, but they have no idea that this guy who's like a senior raped her. And she spends her freshman year just being an outcast because she literally won't speak to anybody. She tried to tell her best friend what happened, and the girl doesn't believe her because she really likes this guy and stuff. And, you know, it just shows that survivors are so often isolated, but they're not the only ones, because I think that it's been so long since I've read it, but I think that she kind of starts to hear some things about him, like that he's done this to other girls and stuff too. But so much of this stuff happens. I'd really recommend that as a good read.
I do think, and I love Speak.
And they assign it, and I've heard some comments from teens that, like, that book really helped them.
Yeah. I think the book at Speak, which I really enjoyed too, the book it dealt with it the best since then, I do think is all the rage. I think it dealt with it in a very powerful way that Speak did. And by the way, the Speak TV movie that's really famous too is really well done. And
it was actually really well done. It has Kristen Stewart in it.
Yeah, I think it's very well done and stuff. And there's a lot of books on the issue, but I think just now when they're really tackling... Like, there's a lot of books that dealt with rape issues, but, like, I think now they're finally starting to tackle the culture of it,
mm-hmm.
and the harassment at women who do report it, like, get over the issues, you know?
I mean, it's just appalling that in 2016, you know, earlier this year and late last year, we were dealing with the Bill Cosby thing, and, you know, how many women had to come forward before people started to kind of think something was wrong? Like, these women had been accusing him for over a decade, you know, saying he did this to them, and, I mean, you have so many of them, like, when are you going to start believing people? It took Hannibal Buress making a comment saying, like, Bill Cosby's a rapist, go Google it, like, for people to actually start to take it seriously.
Well, even then, people were still defending him until that deposition stuff was
Where he basically said he gave women quaaludes and shit, like...
No, what they the thing is, and people still defend this about him, they're saying he didn't admit to giving them. He admitted to buying drugs to give them to make them have sex with them. That's the same thing.
If you have to split hairs to defend somebody for drugging women to have sex with them, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, just knowing the fact that admitting that you bought drugs for that purpose... And people are saying, well, he didn't use them.
And the fact that you're, like, you're defending him because, like, he was the sweet guy on TV with the sweaters and the Jell-O, like, no, that was a character on TV. This is a real man who did terrible things. And the same thing with fucking Trump. The fact that, you know, now he's got these hot mic things coming out, but he's been saying terrible things forever.
That's why I like...
Howard Stern, and, you know, he was in these Playboy videos and, like, all this shit.
I just love, like, every comment he's ever made about anybody else is stuff that he's done. Like, he went after, Jeffrey Weiner. He went after what was his name?
Anthony Weiner?
Anthony Weiner, saying he was disgusting and I always told
Carlos
you about it.
Carlos Danger, you mean?
And then, okay, this stuff comes out about Trump.
God,
like, he criticizes a woman for supposedly being in a porn, which I guess there's no proof of her ever being in a porn.
She was on, like, a celebrity show, and she may have slept with another contestant, but irrelevant.
But by the way, Trump was in a number of softcore porn.
He was in a lot of Playboy videos.
Which basically, when you say softcore porn, it's basically the fact that he wasn't in the sex scenes. He was in other scenes. but
it's okay for, like, him to have done this, because, dude. But it's just, it's almost 2017, guys. Like, this man should not be running for president. Like,
but
you know what? You know, I'm going to go all Batman here. This is not the presidential candidate we want. This is the one we need or whatever. You know, like, this is who you fucking deserve, America. Like, God damn it.
Yeah. But we want to do a little rant tonight about that because, like, I haven't really talked about the election or anything much, but I wanted to talk about this because it's a really big issue and an issue I think needs to be talked about.
I just hope it implodes. And I'm really looking forward to President Clinton. I'm just saying. Like, come on, guys.
Another President Clinton.
Just come on,
guys. I've always wanted there to be a woman president just so they can say the first man.
Madam President.
You got first lady.
Oh, instead of FLOTUS, like.
It would be, what would he, instead of FLOTUS? MODUS? MODUS? I don't know. I just want to see Bill in the tea room or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, Bill Clinton, you know, he did not do good things either. Like, there are accusations against him, and he did things, too.
But there's no accusations against her. That's
Hillary
the thing.
Didn't sexually assault anyone, guys, so...
She didn't cheat on him. She didn't do all this stuff. And, like...
Like, I am no way condoning anything Bill's done.
If you can go... The only thing you can go after an individual for is something their family did, then you're not going after that individual. Because nobody can control what their family did. And by the way,
didn't we elect George Bush and he, like, snorted cocaine and shit?
Like, yeah, Draft Dodger, which, by the way, Trump was too.
And like,
stuff.
His wife, like, killed somebody in a car accident, right? Hmm. Like, Laura Bush.
Did she?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe that's
I thought
not
only
true.
Kennedys did
Snopes,
that.
Check me.
I thought only Kennedys killed people in car accidents.
Come on. Cut the end of that.
Let's end on that tone.